it's really fun to push the limits of your comfort zone, because that's how growth happens.
So it's really inspirational to be a rookie that measured up to these other veteran teams.
It blew my mind. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm doing science.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Outside of the Box. And I have had the G-Force team out of North Carolina on before, a couple of times, but we have some new faces this time. So I'm excited to hear what you are all up to in 2024. So welcome back / welcome to the show for those of you who have not been on before.
Thank you for having us. I know I'm very excited to be back, but girls, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes, please.
Hi, I'm Sydney. I'm in 11th grade at News Charter School, and I'm on the marketing team.
Hi, I'm Madeline. I'm in 11th grade. I attend the STEM program at Johnson County Early College Academy, and I'm on the mechanical team.
And I'm Elle. I'm in 11th grade at Smithfield Selma High School in their International Baccalaureate program, and I'm also on the mechanical team.
And I'm Lee. I'm the robot coach. This is season number 8 in FRC, so I've had quite a bit of time seeing the program from all sides, but I'm happy to get to mentor these wonderful girls and to see them grow in their robotic skills.
Absolutely. And I've been so excited to see the progress and everything that's happened over time, you know, since the first time that I had y'all on the show was over a year ago. So it is really exciting to see. One thing in particular that I really wanted to ask about when I've seen, you know, kind of the activities that you've been participating in was the trip to the Pentagon, because that is like huge. It's really exciting to get to go there and like meet with these like leaders and things like that and talk about what you're doing. So I'm just curious to kind of get your take on like what that experience was like for those of you that actually attended it.
So it was an incredible experience. We got invited by the State Department, who the Secretary of Defense told them about us because they saw us at one of the Charlotte Motor Speedway STEM Expos. And we got invited to go to the Pentagon, and it was incredible. We presented to 5 European STEM world leaders and just told them about our team and our initiatives. And they were so interested in what we were doing. And they want to start some stuff there and bring some of our initiatives with them back home. And it's just an incredible opportunity.
Absolutely. I mean, I think when the opportunity came to us, it basically was like, hey, do you want to show up to the Pentagon in like weeks, not months, like weeks? And so we were like, oh my gosh, yes. Can we bring the robot? And surprisingly, they said yes. Honestly, I think it was harder to get me into the Pentagon than the robot. It was definitely a great experience. I think we ended the day just in a room with an entire group of women going, oh my gosh, I find you inspiring. And we're going, wait, we find you inspiring. You know what I mean? So it was absolutely great collaboration, great conversation that everyone brought to the table to say like, this is why STEM is important. This is why we are inspiring these girls. And also this is how we're doing it. That's why these leaders came in basically to say, how do you do what you do? And how do we bring that other places? I mean, obviously, how do we bring that globally? So it was an amazing conversation for the girls to be a part of and for the State Department to recognize that those girls could have the conversation.
100%. I mean, I couldn't agree more. This is, you know, part of my whole mission of my podcast, you know, is to do that, you know, to get the word out and like show especially young girls like what you can do in STEM. So I think that's amazing. Real quick to circle back, I'm curious, for the 3 of you that are on the team that have not been on the show before, I kind of like to hear like how everybody came to this. And so I wanted to ask each of you how you came to be a part of the program. Like, you know, what was your interest and what led you to be here?
Yeah, so I got interested to FIRST when I was in like 5th grade because my dad started a team at my local school. And it like was really fun, but the guys definitely took over. And then the Techno Tigress team formed, and I was one of the original members on that. And then after that team, I wanted to continue this. So then this team formed along with my few other friends.
So for me, I kind of started robotics in seventh grade in a robotics class that I had, but it was like with Vex robot stuff, so it wasn't really the same. And then in freshman year, one of the founders of the team invited me. And at first I said no, just because I didn't really know what it was. But then once she kind of explained like what it was, then I was like, I was really interested in it because I've always been like a hands-on person. And though I wasn't really going into engineering, I kind of, just because it was hands-on, I knew that this is like the place for me to like build my skills pretty much.
I got into robotics kind of like when I was younger, like with Legos and stuff. My little sister and I like loved them. And so my mom would always make sure to get us like a set for Christmas. We would build them together. And then in high school, I realized that I could like build an actual robot and not just build one out of Legos. And so I joined a team, and then it was really appealing to be able to work on an all-girls team because, I don't know, it was just kind of nice to have, like, the sisterhood in a way. Like, everybody builds each other up, and so it's really nice to be building a robot and building a community at the same time.
Yes. That's definitely been my experience. I'm with Sydney on, like, the, you know, the marketing end of things where, like, that's more of my realm. Building a robot is hard for me. And so being a part of a community that is supportive and like makes me not feel like I am not good at it, you know, and it helps build me up is a very helpful thing to have. Now, I know that you have a couple of competitions in March. Kind of tell me about preparation for that, and then, you know, if you have anything else planned for the rest of the year at this point.
Absolutely. I think Madeline and Elle can certainly speak to where the robot is right now. And Sydney, I think, is just hitting up all the Instagram right now, getting ready for it. But Madeline, why don't you start on the robot stuff?
So I'll try and explain the game a little bit first. This year's game is a little more complicated to explain. But the basis of it is we're shooting like foam rings into the air, like 6 or 7 feet. They're actually like this. They're like foam. And then we have to place these in like a pocket in the wall almost. It's kind of hard to explain. But that's the basics of it. And this year we kind of focus more on the catting of our robot. So it took a little more time to get to it. But now we're kind of having everything together. And I think our robot is... it's almost complete. But yeah, that's kind of where we are at the moment.
Yeah, so what Madeline was saying, it's almost all the way done. So we've begun like our programming and like code testing, and it's looking pretty good. With catting the robot, we were able to kind of build it in 3D before we built it in person. And so that was really neat to be able to weed out like things that maybe wouldn't work and then just be able to build it a lot quicker. Like the actual building process was much faster this year.
Yeah, the girls for sure have gotten very efficient in what they're doing. But I was also told that they have all agreed that the robot will not be named until they're completely happy with where it stands. So it stands nameless as they go through testing, but they're getting very close. I'm sure Sydney will have some input on naming for marketability. But yeah, competition for us is only 2 weeks away as well. So we are getting very close to putting that robot on the field and getting really excited for it.
Yeah, see, that's really interesting. I think with naming a robot, people are usually of two different minds, either building it and then naming it afterwards, or doing what I do and coming up with a name and then building it to specifics of that name. So that's great, though. That's exciting. After those March competitions, is there anything else you have going on for the rest of the year, or is that going to kind of like wrap things up for the current year for you?
I think a lot of things branch off of just the general community efforts. I don't know, Sydney, if you want to dive into that on what we've been hanging out in Clayton and doing.
Yeah, so we have three major initiatives that we're doing right now throughout the off season. So we have our Be That Engineer book project, and we're in 11 schools right now with 9 major organizations. And these women just sign incredible and inspiring notes on the back of books or in the inside of books, and we go and donate it to local schools. And we usually present like the book, and we do a robot demonstration. And most of the time, Craig is there, so he definitely gets a lot of attention with that because his robot's pretty cool too. And that's definitely a big one that we've been loving to do. And then we also have our Girls Teach Tech classes, which keep us busy, where we partner with Oak Ridge Computer Science Girls and host a hybrid class. So at least my favorite one that we've done is the cardiovascular system, because we got to dissect pig hearts. And we do anywhere from like 3 to 4 classes a year on that with local girls in our community. And then our last one that we're kind of going to be preparing for over the summer is our luncheon or breakfast, where high school girls get to talk to professionals in the STEM career. So it's definitely always interesting. And that actually doubled this year in size. So you can't wait to see how far this one grows this year.
That's super cool. And actually that kind of segues really well into my next question. You know, thinking about like life past high school and what that looks like from a STEM perspective for each of you, what do you envision? Like, you know, are you going to remain in something STEM based, or, and if so, like what kind of area do you see yourself in?
So for me personally, I'm dropping the marketing and plan to go into occupational therapy with pediatrics. I've loved working with kids, and that's just is where I see myself going.
For me, after being on the team, I think I'm leaning towards engineering, but I was also in like the architecture realm. So either way, I think using CAD now will benefit me, because like architects, they turn like sketches into reality, but engineers, they also do the same thing except with like mechanisms or machines. So something along those lines, either architecture or engineering, but I'm not really sure yet.
I want to get into the mechanical engineering field, specifically in the field of motorsports. So I want to like be in the pits for like NASCAR or like the F1, F3 circuit racing. I feel like that'd be really cool. I just like hands-on stuff and building things. So
what I'm hearing is that you're going to build a battle bot. That's what I'm hearing.
Right? I know Craig that wants them too, 100%.
Yes.
It'll be a team in the future. I'm telling you that.
Absolutely. The girls are also keeping up, moving on into their outreach, keeping up with their air show stuff. So I know we're looking forward to 2025 with some major plans there. But the girls are also heading out to Cherry Point, the Marine base. So after doing the Wings Over Wayne show back last year, it just attracted a ton of people to say, oh my gosh, how did you do that? How do we do that? And so we've definitely jumped in and basically help support some of them, looking forward to hosting again in 2025. But yeah, the girls have a ton of future plans.
That's awesome. I always like to ask this question because I think that, you know, it's important and it's a big part of what you do. When, you know, there's younger girls out there that, you know, maybe aren't quite old enough to get into a program like this, but maybe you're, you know, have the Lego background, or, you know, have some level of interest, like what advice or like, what would you say to them as far as getting into this, if they think like, oh, they can't, or it's just boys that do this, or, you know, whatever barrier they may have to try and get into, you know, engineering and STEM.
Don't let anybody stop you. Like, you can do whatever you put your mind to. And definitely, like, if you want to do something, you can get there. Somehow, in some way, you can. Don't let anybody stop you.
I mean, definitely. Also, like, just trying to reinforce, like, you can do it. You should do it. Don't let other people tell you what you can and can't do, because, you know, there's all these amazing women in STEM, and you can look up to those people. And, yeah, I mean, it's, like, crazy to think that we're role models for little girls, but also like I remember being little and seeing people in like STEM or even just like women in like these positions that I looked up to, and I just always wanted to be like them. And so it's important like for me and all the other girls too to just remind them that they can do that too. Like I'm here and I want you here in 10 years.
Yeah. You know, if you've got people around you that are telling you that you can't do it, you're listening to the wrong people, right? Like find a mentor, find someone to encourage you and to grow your skills. If you're not sure how to do it, there is someone that has done it that can help you along for sure. And Madeline, it looked like you're going to jump in there too.
Yeah, I was just going to say to like follow your passions and like do what you want to do and not worry about what everyone else is thinking.
Yeah, it's very important, I would say, because there's so many people I know that if they didn't just follow that path because they wanted to and they listened to all the people that said don't do it, then, the world would be a little bit less fortunate for not having those people in those positions. So those are really good words of wisdom. I honestly, obviously, I love what GeForce has been doing and what GeForce continues to do. I think my last question is, again, something I always like to ask, what is it like to have the coaches and mentors that you do around you to kind of teach you these things and build you up and, set you on a good path for the future? Because obviously, like, I think that you have amazing coaches and mentors, so...
Yeah, so we have so many amazing mentors and coaches, and they do so much for us, at least on the marketing side. Like, I had no idea how to run Instagram or anything like that, and it's definitely been something that we have worked with, at least for the marketing aspect of learning how to do all of this and running a professional Instagram account for a large company, basically.
Yeah, having sponsors is not all about, them, guiding us into like robotics and whatever, but also just like they're also fun to hang out with, like when they're teaching us, they're very like lighthearted and like they make jokes and stuff, so I think that's a good part about having mentors with us as well.
Thinking about that, Craig is like crazy and always fun in the shop. Like, I don't think he lets any of us leave the shop without like a good laugh. Like, he is incredible and he's so inspirational to all of us. And like, he comes with us to our events and he's an inspiration to everyone who's watching him as well, because he started at a young age just like us. So it's definitely incredible to have him there with us.
It's also really awesome that a couple of our mentors are like women in STEM too. So obviously we have Lee, who's one of our coaches, who's a chemist, and Shannon is in the Air Force Reserves. And we have Kelly, Kendra, and Ellen as well. And so it's great to be able to work with all of them just because of like, not only the skills that they bring, but just the perspective. We're like, they're us in 10 years. Like they also kind of, what I was saying earlier, like they also want us to be like them. And so they're just amazing to work with because they have so much knowledge and they want it for us, and they're super supportive and uplifting.
Going off of that, it's just incredible also to see what these people are doing in their real lives and where robotics can take us after that. We've toured so many amazing companies and talked to so many amazing people who show us where robotics and anything we're learning right now can translate into the workforce. Like personally, I got an internship at UNC Health this summer on the marketing team, but I definitely saw the background of a hospital and that's really what I want to do. And it definitely ensured that.
And as a team, we're going to be touring Cisco and Novo Nordisk later this year, which will be super exciting.
Yeah, for sure. And having like those people that you can look up to, I always think is so important, because as someone who I look up to, Terry Byron of MythBusters, she said it best when she talked about STEM and how STEM is everywhere. And there's things that people don't think of as like having a tie into STEM, but there's so many things that do. And it's a big part of our world. It's a big part of like so many things that are important to just the way that things function on a daily basis. And so the more people that I think all of us have to look up to in those fields, the better. And the great thing is that all of you are becoming people who someone will look up to. So I think that that's great. But yeah, I mean, obviously I'm very excited to continue to follow what's going on with the robot, what's going on with the team, all of that. For anybody that's watching, definitely check out GeForce Robotics. If you're in the North Carolina area, definitely check out the competitions and everything, you know, support what you all are doing, because I think that it's amazing and we need to keep having programs like this. So, yeah, that's all the questions that I had. Did anybody have any like last things that they want to add, for people to know about or be aware of?
Definitely.
Yeah, wait, who's going? Who are you? Okay. So kind of going off of our mentors, a lot of our mentors come from our sponsors, and our work wouldn't be possible without our sponsors. And we have a whole bunch that support us, like Tropicana Supermarket, NASA, Collins Aerospace. You guys want to add on?
DoD STEM, UNC Health, and Caterpillar.
OnLogic, Snyder Electric, and the Gene House Foundation, just to name a few.
And also Focal Medical, Grifols, and we can't forget to mention Rev Robotics. In the past year, we haven't even mentioned that we've gotten to hang out with Greg Needle a few times. Obviously, a ton of Rev Robotics parts have made it to the robot, and so getting his insight has been incredible there for sure. So it has been a lot of fun to start connecting more with the BattleBots community as well, as we move forward and sort of expand robotics in the community.
Also, follow us on social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and it's all geforce.frcrobotics. It's pretty easy.
Yes, absolutely. Have to get the marketing pitch in there so that everybody follows the socials. I already do, but everybody else needs to go do that right now. So, well, for everybody that's watching, please make sure that you like, subscribe, follow, you know, all of that stuff. Keep supporting combat robotics, any kind of robotics and STEM. This type of content, you know, we need to have more of it, and just kind of keep growing the community. So we will see everybody next time on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.